with all the captives and all the hostages on our mind, certainly during these very fraught days of not knowing what will be with them. The brach of Makabetz Nitchama Yisrael, gathering up the scattered members of the Jewish people, takes on a whole new dimension. In fact, the Sefer Yesod V'Sherish HaAvoda says when we say this brach of Makabetz Nitchama Yisrael, gathers up the scattered ones, or the scattered members of his people Israel, that I should have in mind, Hashem, I'm praising you because for sure you're going to gather in the scattered Jews. And I beg your mercy and your chesed that you gather the Jewish people up very, very quickly. Yaakov Emden is a different pshat. So when we're talking about Makabetz Nidchama Yisrael, it's not just the physical Jews that are being lost. Physical Jews that are scattered across the world. We want them to come home to Eretz Yisrael. It's also those that are lost spiritually. That no Jew should be left behind. No Jew should be lost spiritually. The book to Yiddach Mimenu Nidach, as the Pasuk says, that none of them should ever be lost. It's a Pasuk in Shmuel Beis. That's where the word Nidach comes from. How's it going to happen? Well, that was Tekab B'Shofar. When the Shofar blows, all those that were lost, even those that were assimilated, are going to come back. Because as Reb Tzadok HaKohen says, Shoresh Zera Yisrael Yafshel Yishapich, someone can never entirely lose their Jewish identity. It's deep down in their soul. And therefore, when they hear the Shofar blast of the Geula, they'll come running. The pasuk that refers to nidche, those that are lost, says, "V'ha'ayv di meretz ashur v'hanidachim meretz Mitzrayim." Mitzrayim, Egypt, is a place of physical, material pleasure and abundance. People would have gone there for a relatively easy life. And it's very easy to get lost from true spirituality, from holiness, to get caught up in the material abundance of Mitzrayim. But nonetheless, even people whose souls are so obscured by materialism, by the physical world, they're also going to come back. True for us on a personal level, even if we feel distant from Hashem, the Kabbalah's Nidchama Yisrael can be us. We're asking Hashem to bring us close. So really, when we talk about Mekabetz Nidchama Yisrael, it's bringing it all back together again. Whether it's those Jews that are physically lost, whether it's those Jews that are spiritually lost, whether it's that part of ourselves that is distant from Hashem, this is a bracha that begs closeness. And at different times we can focus on different ideas. It depends what we're thinking, what we're feeling. But for now, perhaps the most obvious and blatant meaning of it, so begging Hashem to send our captives home, for them to experience a kibbutz golios of sorts, being taken against their will, being held against their will. We daven that they should come home, and we bless Hashem, we thank Hashem for the ability to do that.